Biz Takeouts, the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 2OV.fm.
Welcome back to Biz Takeouts. That was Kings of Leon with Closer. Yes, as we mentioned previously, on Skype from Johannesburg, I think, we've got Dr. Thomas Wersthuizen. Let's see if he's there, Dr. Thomas.
Yes, Warren.
Hi, welcome to Biz Takeouts.
Great. Well, thanks for having me.
No problem. Well, firstly, do I call you Doctor?
No, please.
So it's just Thomas.
I suppose if I was of the more serious kind of doctors, I would have worried.
Oh, really? Okay, well, look, we're going to be chatting to you today. You've got a book out called The Brand Book, but I've had a look at your profile, and according to your profile, it says Marketing and Brand Efficiency and Effectiveness Consultant, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It's extremely grand, as you probably
Yes. Mean. I've actually got a quote on the book before we jump into it. I've got a quote from Chris Mudek who says, "The brand book is a smallish book of only 125 pages, which is the first clue to the content. Namely, the building of a brand is not complicated, a process requiring an encyclopedia of instruction." Was that the goal for this book, to show how simple that was?
Yeah, I must tell you, I was incredibly thankful that Chris and a number of other guys picked it up like that, Warren.
Yeah.
Because what, you know, frankly, there's a lot of brand and marketing books.
Yes.
So why write just another one? So what I really wanted to do is to say I've had a lot of experience of launching brands. I've worked with a lot of large companies. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've seen clients make mistakes, but I've also had, and clients have had, a lot of successes. So what I really wanted to do is basically put together a fairly small book, quite compact, quite condensed, about what worked for me.
Okay.
What worked for clients I worked for, and points, and almost do a how-to. But a how-to that, you know, a CEO could have, a small business entrepreneur can understand. You know, so I really wanted to make it quite practical, give people very practical tips. You know, so that's the way I looked at it. And what's really great is that I've had many small business guys call me, corporates tell me that's, you know, and then people like Chris that basically got that takeout. So I was very thankful for the way people responded so far.
That's great. Well, you said you got many years of experience in launching brands. Do you think the actual process has changed over the last decade, say with the increase in online and social media and all of that?
I think the process has become a lot more complex. I think brands have got to become a lot more, has got to look a lot more at their own integrity.
Yeah.
It is also more difficult to manage online because the reality is that, you know, you basically, with great ease, Warren, you look into the heart of an organization.
Yes.
Historically, marketing was quite able to disguise things and, you know, we could often get away with smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
These days, unfortunately, whether you like it or not as a brand, you're quite exposed. So I think in many ways, it actually makes brand management a lot more important. And I think in many ways, it also makes it far more challenging and far more problematical because I think companies have to look at their own culture, their own structures, the way they work, the way they engage with social media. And they don't really have a choice as to whether they do it. They have to do it. They by default do it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so I think the tools and the way that marketing works and the way that brand works has changed fairly fundamentally. Although I must say, I think the principles are pretty much the same because, you know, you still need to reach people, whether it's through social media or whether it's through traditional advertising.
Yeah.
And so a lot of those kinds of concepts in marketing, I think, are still there. But I think the mechanisms and the cultural implications of it and the way that a brand has to look at its own integrity and the way it operates and how truthful it is, if you like, and what its real purpose is, I think has come under a lot of scrutiny and has changed a lot.
Okay, you mentioned the principles there. What are the basic principles of building a brand, which I'm guessing is covered within the book, but let's just go over those principles quickly.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think there are a few fairly fundamental ones. The first one is, what is the opportunity within the market you're looking at? Which I try and give people. I try and give people a lot of questions and pointers of things they can ask about their business and when they devise a business and when they devise a brand. So what is the opportunity or the gap, if you like?
Yes.
How do I position my brand relative to that gap? In other words, what do I tell customers and potential customers out there what my because everything we do in marketing is about getting customers and keeping customers. I mean, that's the bottom line of it.
Yes.
Then it is about, once I've positioned it, it is about how I communicate it to my market, how I deliver it, and delivery is critical because that's about the quality of delivery, it's about product quality, it's about customer service, is about it these days is about what we call brand engagement or on-brand behavior and all those concepts. And then how am I represented in the trade and in sales? In other words, how does my brand actually become accessible for you and I to buy it in the store? And if you put those basic four or five thoughts together, you know, frankly, those are the things that make a brand work. And what I try to do in the book is then one of those down and ask the critical questions that I believe a brand has to ask of itself to make those things more efficient. And hence, you know, why I'm on this hobby horse of efficiency.
Yes.
Because there are key questions you need to ask about how you become more efficient at doing those things.
Okay, and if you look at the South African market, well, what do you see as the most common mistake brand managers and marketers are making at the moment?
Use far too little analytics.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think we are far too driven, and I love creativity, but I think we are far too driven by almost boundless creativity without actually thinking about the purpose of what we're doing. So I believe we should look at our customers, we should understand our customers, we should look at our own data as organizations. Most brands have vast amounts of information in-house. We should look at our customers. We should look at where the acquisition customers will come from. We should look at retention. How do we keep our customers? How do we keep them happy? What will keep them happy? So I think analytics is a very, very key mistake we all make. And I think we're all guilty of it, Warren.
Absolutely.
So analytics is for me the biggest gap. So a lot of what we do is still flying by the seat of our pants.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other big problem is branding. Consistency is a major issue. I think we don't think enough about what the brand does to keep itself novel. I mean, look at Google. Every day you go into Google, the brand is new, it's fresh, it's challenging, it's interesting, it's compelling. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you want to Google something, you're already thinking about, I wonder what Google is going to look like today.
Yeah.
You know, so the brand is challenging, it's out there, it's rewarding me in different ways. But I think analytics is our biggest problem, if you ask me.
Okay.
I think analytics, in fact, is one of the marketing industry's biggest problems around the world. That's leading to our credibility decline. It is the reason why many CEOs, I think, question what we do.
Yeah.
You know, so I think analytics is a big problem.
And then, okay, I like the example of Google, because to be any brand that can actually get their brand name used as a verb are doing something right. What do you think is the goal for brands? What should be the ultimate goal for a brand? Is it to have customers addicted to you, loyalty? Where does it kind of fit in?
I think brands got every single day of its life, and it can do that through a combination of things. Innovation is hugely important if you just look at F&B and what they've done the last couple of years. But also innovation lies in many other areas, not only in product innovation. But I think, Warren, what for me is key is how the brand engages with you and I on a daily basis. How does the brand engage with me as an existing customer? How does the brand engage with me as a potential customer? In other words, what does the brand do every single day to retain its novelty, to retain its sense of purpose, to retain the interest of its customers? Because if it does that well, it automatically drives social media. So basically, if you want to leverage social media, you're only able to leverage social media if you really fundamentally engage with customers in meaningful ways to them. So I think engagement and the way you engage with, I mean, if you just look at Apple in the last year or two since Steve Jobs passed away, you know, most of the commentary is about, is Apple able to sustain its innovation index? In other words, is it going to be able to have the same level of innovation? And I often think that Apple, in a way, is almost in a paradox.
Yes.
Because it got people to think that they must innovate all the time, almost to a level where you may say it's not even possible for a company to innovate, you know, at a higher level consistently or at that level consistently. But the reality is, because of innovation, it became a highly engaged aging brand. And it offered people real differentiated products, things that looked different, that felt different, that operated differently.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of engagement lies for me in the way in which we interface with our customers on a daily basis and how we keep it novel.
Yeah. Well, Apple's another very interesting example. I've done a lot of research on Apple, and like their actual business model is very interesting. Where, for example, on the iPod Nanos, they actually make zero money, but it's about introducing it to the market and kind of attracting that market in for when they get older and get to the more expensive iPhones and laptops and all that. So, yeah, they're such an interesting company as a whole.
Hey, you know, I mean, one of the interesting things, Warren, if you follow the history of Apple, you know, when they changed their identity from Apple Computer to Apple Inc.,
yes.
Incorporated, which was a very deliberate shift. And the irony is that the use of Apple computers in business is much higher today than it ever was before.
Yeah.
And the irony is that came about not because of computer innovation, but because of the iPhone, the iPad, the iPod, and all those ancillary products.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think the portfolio strategy of the way that Apple managed it was excellent.
I would love to know how much of that was just by chance and how much of that was actually planned by Apple. Very interesting to know.
Can I be very... thought they may increase PC sales, but I don't necessarily think they thought it would happen to the extent that it did.
Yeah,
if I want to guess.
Yes. Okay, and then I'm kind of looking forward over the next couple of years. What do you think? What are your predictions is going to for the changes and challenges within the branding world for the next say year and 5 years?
I think there's the biggest single change is the way. For me, the way in which we engage with social media as brands.
Okay.
Because I think almost all companies around the world, and I have a lot of friends that's quite heavily involved in it in other parts of the world, and all brands seem to struggle with how to credibly and sensibly start engaging with customers in social media in ways that are really meaningful and grows the brand, grows the relationships, but in meaningful ways, not, you know, like pages of likes that are totally irrelevant, which we have so much of.
Yes.
So I think one of the key challenges, Warren, is the media context has changed fundamentally. And are we as brand owners and brand managers and agencies and people that work with clients, are we actually thinking enough about what we're trying to achieve and how we can actually use social media in more engaging ways? And is a key challenge.
Okay.
I think that's going to challenge the culture of companies. It's going to challenge the structure of companies. I think it's already challenging suppliers like agencies and people like that fundamentally. Because you will find that a lot of creative ideas that we say are the iconic creative ideas come from very unusual agencies, not necessarily the traditional ad agencies that we know of. So I think the industry, in terms of the new media, the way new media works, the implications it has for culture, the implication it has for marketing plans, the implication it has for brand plans is changing. I think brand marketing as an industry is under serious threat.
Yeah.
I think brand has overtaken it fundamentally. And although I think there's still a purpose in marketing, I think we will talk more about marketing organizations and the way that we employ marketing and less about marketing. Because, you know, I think the company will have to become marketing oriented.
Yes.
I think the engagement, which I elaborate quite a bit on in my book, the engagement between different facets. In other words, I always call it an equation. You have to do a number of things right. It's like a mathematical equation. Now, a lot of those things are inherent in a company. In other words, the service the bank delivers to you, the way that service gets delivered to you, the way that products evolve, the way the pricing works for those services. All those integral parts are as much part of marketing as the advertising or the PR and the publicity and those kinds of things we get, or the social media we employ. So I think we're going to start thinking a lot more about the business marketing as part of the business process and the business becoming a marketing-oriented business.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you think about most of the marketers that we call iconic today are not marketers. Steve Jobs was not a marketer. Richard Branson is not a marketer. You know, Saul Kirzner in South Africa historically was not a marketer. These guys are marketers because they are excellent at communicating with people and creating excitement with their brands and products.
Yes.
But they're not historical marketers that got marketing training anyway.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of change that's taking place. My biggest concern is that we as marketers have to become a lot more accountable. I think we need to ask a lot more questions. I think we've got to become a lot harder at what we do, think about a lot harder and more about how we do things.
Yeah.
I think the challenge, a lot of the challenge lie with us in marketing. And although we can argue that sometimes CEOs don't understand marketing, we are also to blame as marketers for it. You know, I mean, there is a two-way street. And I think sometimes we are too dismissive of results. We are too dismissive of not actually doing our homework before we just jump in.
Yes.
I mean, if you take a lot of companies, Warren, I think there's a lot of companies that spend far too much money on marketing.
Yeah.
And the reality is, because if you maybe think about it properly, and I've had examples of that in my life, of clients saying our budget has to be cut, what do we do to use the less money more effectively? And there are ways in which to do it. Sometimes you have to experiment. Sometimes you have to try different approaches. But we don't think as marketers enough about those things. And I'm quite passionate about this because I think we undermine the principle of what marketing is about in the process.
Yes. Look, we are running out of time, but I've still got two more questions for you. Which brands in South Africa do you think are getting it spot on when it comes to actually building their brand and doing things in the market?
I personally think FNB has done an exceptional job.
Yeah.
I think it starts right at the top, because I think if the CEO of a company is oriented in that way, Warren, then a lot of other things fall into place.
Yes.
I think it is extremely difficult if the CEO is not oriented that way, because then it becomes a lot more complex and difficult to do it.
Yes.
So I think the fact that Michael Jordan very clearly went onto a certain path of innovation, of looking at the product, actually looking at the delivery to his customers, looking at the value they are receiving. I think that was, so for me, F&B has done a lot of things right. And the irony is, if you look at much of that mix actually was in the credentials of the product and its delivery.
Yes. But, well, the interesting thing as well is that the FNB being such a strong brand and doing such innovative things has actually raised the whole game of the whole market, where Nedbank so I think they've done a great job.
Other guys had to compete with that, you know. Other guys had to compete with that, and that's a good thing, because, you know, then in the process I think all other banks are becoming better.
Yes.
You know, so I think that's a good thing. Another brand that I think has done exceptionally well is Hyundai.
Yeah.
I think if I look at where Hyundai was, Warren, 10 years ago, where it was even 5 years ago, and I think a lot of that is credentials-based again. So my thing, that unless a brand looks at its credentials and its real delivery, I think it fundamentally will not be able to reposition itself, you know, credibly and well.
Yes.
So I think that, you know, if you look at Hyundai, it's certainly not necessarily clever advertising or highly creative advertising. It's okay, you know, the advertising is good,
yeah,
but it's not amazing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what they did, I think, lies in the credentials of excellent product innovation, becoming a very credible global automotive brand. So I think a lot of things like that. I find it interesting what CELC did in the last year and a half. Does it make it an iconic brand in my book? I can't really push it that far, but I think the guys have tried to do things that are amazing. A brand that I'm very excited about, because I think they have literally turned the tables upside down, is MultiChoice, DSTV. I think if you look at just the on-air, Warren, and the attitude of DSTV as a brand, and just the novelty they brought into the logo, the way they play with their logo, the way they use their logo, the way they engage with their customers, I'm incredibly impressed with what DSTV has done. I think as a brand, it is, you know, it's actually unbelievable what they've done in a fairly short span of time.
Yes.
Yeah, let me. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I want to move on because we are running out of time at quite a pace. I was going to ask you now. Back to the book. It's called The Brand Book. Who should be reading this book and why? What would you like these guys to get out of the book?
I think any CEO, any senior exec, any marketer. I think every entrepreneur or small business person. And then obviously I think, I mean, that wasn't primarily for them.
Yeah.
But I think the guys will get a lot of use out of it. And the reason quite simply is I think, I mean, it sounds crazy. I'm not an arrogant kind of person, Warren, but I think there are very few books that you can read that's 128 pages that'll ask you as many questions and address as many issues about how to market your business better than this book.
Yes.
I feel fairly confident that what I put into 128 pages, and I'm extremely happy about the way that turned out, mm-hmm. is will really make a contribution to your business. So I think if you read this book, you will market your business better. I've got no doubt about that. And if you ask the questions I raise in this book, you will know your business and your customers a lot better.
Great.
So that's, you know, because they emit into marketing books.
Yeah, and then if anybody's interested in getting their hands on that book, where can they go? Cost, sites, bookstores?
It sells for around, depending on where you buy it, but yeah. It sells for around 180.
Okay.
You can get it at kalahari.com or net. You can get it at Exclusive Books.
Okay.
The larger Exclusive Books have fair volumes, like in Hyde Park and Sandton Square and places like that.
Okay.
You can get it in some CNAs. You'll get it in quite a number of other bookstores, you know, the smaller bookstores in the regional areas.
Yeah.
You will get it in My Books. In South Africa, we can't buy it online through Amazon, but it is available outside of South Africa on Amazon.
Okay.
So most bookstores, you know, at least they'll be able to get one for you if they don't have.
Yeah, so there's no excuse not to go buy this book, basically.
No. And you can buy an e-version.
E-version through Kalahari or Amazon?
Sorry?
Is that an e-version through Kalahari or Amazon?
Kalahari. Kalahari. And through I think, My Books.
Okay. Yes,
that's
right.
Kalahari, yes.
Okay, cool. We have run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Just to say it again, the book is called The Brand Book, and it's written by Dr. Thomas Oosthuizen. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Warren, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate your time.
No problem. And then also, you have kindly, I don't know if you know about this, but your PR people have kindly offered that we can give a book away to one of our listeners. So all they need to do is tweet me at BizComWazza, tell me why you want the book and what you're doing, and yeah, we'll pick a random winner from there.
Really
cool. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll keep an eye out for you. I'm going to go get the book and have a look at it, and I'll definitely send you my thoughts. But yeah, thank you so much, and have a good rest of your Thursday.
Same to you, eh?
Cool, thanks, eh? Bye-bye. And that was Dr. Thomas Oosthuizen. Go have a look at the book. I think such an interesting topic, such an important part of business, which is often overlooked. So yeah, definitely go have a look. It's The Brand Book by Dr. Thomas Oosthuizen. And don't forget, if you want to win a copy, tweet me at BizComWazza. Tell me why you want it. We're going to take a few quick songs, and then we'll be back with Ben Wagner chatting Digital Edge Live 2013. See you shortly.
All the industry news you want, you're listening to Biz Takeouts, the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 203.fm.
Welcome back to Biz Takeouts. That was... who was that? I think that... Foo Fighters, there we go. Thank you, Ben. Welcome back to Biz Takeouts. In front of me, I've got Ben Wagner, who is the Chief Marketing Warrior for Native, who are the organizers for this year's, every year, right? They're the organizers for the Nedbank Digital Edge Live 2013, which is happening in Joburg on 3 October. Basically, it's kind of brings together all the top advertising and digital marketing heavyweights, and everyone gets together in a room and they have some very, very interesting discussions. I've been there 2 years running. I'm not, unfortunately, not going to make the Joburg one, but welcome to the show, Ben.
Thank you. Thanks, Warren.
Cool. I think let's start out. Hold on. Let me just. I think let's start out. Where did Native see the need for Digital Edge? Where did the idea come from Native side?
So when we originally did the merger, that was something that I inherited as a result of the merger from Cameron days. We used to have the Digital Edge podcast series, which was a weekly podcast show. And we found over time that we weren't really getting the traction that we wanted. So we decided to refocus the Digital Edge brand into an annual event where we could bring marketers, agencies, traditional and digital together into a forum where we could discuss key issues and topics. So we're in our fifth year this year, and it's been an amazing success story. So last year we had it at the City Hall. We had over 400 people, and we decided to move it up to Joburg to give the guys in Joburg an opportunity to attend the event.
Okay, I'm a little bit upset that it's moving to Joburg. Okay, let's look at the actual event this year. The actual theme is ICE. What is ICE?
So we've taken quite a big step past what we've done in previous years. So previous years, we had the sort of typical discussions between agencies, traditional and digital agencies. And then we think that discussion's actually become quite redundant. We all know the line between above, below the line, digital, etc., is completely artificial these days. And we've seen an emergent trend, which we've coined the phrase around called ICE, which stands for Intuitive Customer Experiences. So let me just unpack what we mean by ICE. So we've noticed a huge trend, and everyone's aware of this, and we're seeing this more and more with brands like Apple, that brands and companies are using digital tools and technology in a way to see an emergent relationship that's happening between the marketer and the IT department. And this, of course, is being driven by executive leadership. So CEOs are actually starting to drive that, and they're stepping up their own involvement in ensuring that digital strategies are actually being shaped according to their business needs. So as you know, the economy is under a lot of pressure globally. So the C-suite is stepping up and embracing both digital marketing as well as IT to actually support that drive and to make sure that their businesses are successful. So things like digital engagement of customers and employees is absolutely vital in driving growth. We're also seeing automation with partners, as an example, at a process or a product level is really important. And then we're also seeing a high degree of complexity around data these days. The term big data, we don't really understand because data is just data. So people are needing to understand what that means and the degree of advanced analytics that comes with big data. So these have all become the table stakes to take your business forward. So ICE, in our mind, is the perfect platform to start talking about how marketers and information technologists actually need to co-create customer experiences.
It's interesting. Our previous guests, we were chatting about FMB as an example, and how kind of innovation and digital was kind of led from the top down. So it was how Michael Jordan, CEO, kind of pushed it down, which is pretty much exactly what you're saying about CEOs getting involved. And
it's the perfect example.
Yeah.
And they've done incredibly well as a bank, and as well as embracing the whole notion of creating intuitive customer experiences.
And they've shaped that whole market as well, where everyone else is now trying to catch up, basically.
Exactly.
And then, who should be attending Digital Edge Live?
Well, it really has, the conversation is quite broad. So we're looking at everything, from CEOs, CIOs, COOs, through into your top-level marketing executives, brand owners, and then all the way through into, agency heads as well. And we're also catering for students. So very, very broad spectrum, but everybody is going to find, tremendous value and insights as a result of the discussions and topics that we've got.
Okay, and then the actual formats. I know the previous years there was key speakers, then you had panels. Is it sticking to the same kind of layout?
Yeah, we've got a few tricks up our sleeve this year. We've dubbed it as an unconference.
Okay.
We really don't want to bore anyone to death with PowerPoints. So we've mixed and matched panels. We've got some case study work that's coming out. Of course, we've got two international speakers. So I'll talk a little bit about them later. And plus we've got something being co-designed while the audience attends. So there's actually going to be something that the audience gets at the back of that to really just showcase and demonstrate ICE in action, if you like.
Cool. Well, look, I think to the events that I've been to, it's probably the most different events, as you said, an unconference. So there's always something different. Sometimes the speakers are put on the spot. Yeah, I just think you guys have got some great ideas there. Okay, you mentioned two international speakers. The one is Harper Reed, who's amazing. He's done stuff with Obama and take me through Harper Reed quickly.
Cool. Before I get to him, I think I just want to sort of break down in terms of the speaker strands that we've got, if you like. So
okay.
We've grouped them up into what we call CTOs.
And there we've got, you know, a bunch of South African leading CTOs. So CTO of Microsoft, Sappi. We've also got Alistair Fairweather, who's the CTO of the Mail and Guardian. And that's, you know, couched together with the international speakers. So Martin Cody, who's one of our counterparts from VML out of New York. He's the head of technology there. And then we've got Harper Reed, who's an amazing, amazing guy. He looks like a complete rock star. Piercings, tattoos, crazy hair, etc. But he actually was one of the CTO of Threadless.com, which was a major online success story. And then he took on the recent Obama campaign and the whole Obama for America campaign, and that was an amazing success, as you know. And he really just harnessed, you know, the use of data, social media, and canvassing people to vote for Obama.
Okay. Does he classify himself as a marketing person or technical?
He doesn't really see that. He sees, you know, a job to be done, and whether that uses technology or not, you know, that just falls by the wayside. There's a job to be done, and he uses the tools available to do that.
Okay, and the second international speaker,
Martin Cody.
Yes,
So we've recently formed Native VML, so that would have been in the news a little while ago. And Martin's from New York. He heads up the whole technology portfolio for VML, so it's a 1,600 strong organization. So he's a very senior tech head, if you like, that's been doing a lot of work around the world with leading brands. So he's an amazing guy to have in the lineup from an agency perspective.
And then you've also got Heidi Brower, who's also technically international, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's the next strand that we've got in terms of what we call the CMOs, so your chief marketing officers that are going to be attending. So we've got a bunch of them as well. So we really wanted to bring clients into the mix as well to give their views on how, you know, they are struggling to bridge the divide between IT and marketing, because that's the biggest challenge that they've actually got.
Yes.
So Heidi, you know, who's now with Hollard, she was formerly with Kalula. We've also got Tim Spira, who's the GM of eNews. So he also comes into the mix to look at it from a media perspective. And then we've got Sydney Mbekle from Nedbank, who's the divisional exec of integrated marketing. So he's got a lot to tell about how, again, as a bank, they are starting to integrate marketing and technology together. And then we've got Jackie Humphreys, who's the CMO from And Beyond, which is a destination management organization.
And also, you mentioned Nedbank. I think it's so awesome that a bank's getting involved in this kind of event. It's just, yeah, so thank you, Nedbank, for that. Okay, of the speakers, I think excluding Harper Reed now, who are you looking forward to kind of hear from the most?
I think what excites me is really the mixture that we've created, because we've also got the agency strand, as I call it. And this is, again, you know, a very strong lineup of, it's terrible saying this, yeah, but digital and traditional agencies, or just agencies, if you like. So we've got some real rock stars there. So Chris Gotts, highly awarded ECD from Ogilvy Cape Town. You know, they cleaned up both locally and internationally. That have done incredibly well. The CEO of Ogilvy, AB Mogatswane, he's also joining the lineup. Then we've got Jason Zanopoulos from Native, the CEO. We've also got Fran Luckin, who recently moved from Ogilvy to Quirk. So that's also good to, you know, to have someone that's been in both environments. It'd be interesting to hear what she's got to say. We've got Pepe Mere, who was the co-founder, or is the co-founder, of Joe Public. We've got Dave Moffat from Hello Computer, again, a highly awarded and very innovative local agency. We've got Ivan Moroke, who's the MD of TBWA. And then we've got Pete Case from Glue, you know, which has been an amazing success story over the last couple of years in terms of how they've dominated the local agency and award landscape.
Yeah.
So we're really a very, very robust and fantastic lineup of speakers that we've got.
Yeah, Pete's interesting guy as well. We're trying to get him on the show, but he's always so busy. So Pete, if you're listening, come to the show. He's just never around. He's always so busy. Okay, and then kind of from all of that, if there's one thing that you would like each attendee to take away from the event, well, what is that key point? I know you spoke about ICE, but what is the one thing that they could take back and kind of put into their work?
I think the main thing that we want to get out of people coming to the digital age is to really give them inspiration. And not inspiration for the sake that they walk out and go, wow, that is rah-rah, I'm excited. But that there's actually hope. And no matter how big or small the business is or the brand portfolio that they've got as an agency owner or working within an agency, or whether they're a student, but to give them the hope that they can actually develop something in their own terms and in their own context, and take that forward and make their own success. That's ideally what we want to do. So from a Native perspective, in bringing this event, This is our gift back to the community, really, and allowing people to understand that, yes, there are huge success stories like Obama for America out there, but within the own context of their own environments, that they can also use those principles and what gets shared there and really use that value in their own lives.
Okay, and then I know we were chatting about that there's limited tickets left. You know, the tickets are selling like hotcakes. If someone is interested, where do they go? Ticket price...
It's a bit of a conundrum. The venue can only take 1,000 people, so it's at the Vodadome in Midrand, in Joburg. We're currently on over 800 people, so there are not a lot of tickets left. Okay. So if I was you, I'd go on to the digitaledge.co.za very quickly. There's a big bold button that says book now, and I would do that even quicker.
Yeah, and then you've got standard tickets, which are?
The standard tickets are 900 Rand, and then we've also got student tickets for 400 bucks. So, you know, if you're a student, by all means, you know, save on the party this weekend and rather come.
It's totally worth, well, the events I've been to have been totally worth it. And then kind of, I looking forward, I take it after this event, which I'm sure is going to be a success, is there going to be a Digital Edge 2014?
Without a doubt. We've started planning it already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And obviously no themes, but I take it every year you guys are stepping it up. I take it 2014 is going to be no exception.
Definitely. I think what we try to do as an event is try and tap into, you know, the zeitgeist of the time and make sure that we're obviously current, on trend, but that ultimately that we give value back. It's not just a show and tell and you walk away and get nothing out of it.
Yeah. And then, look, we are running out of time. If someone is interested in chatting to you about anything about the event, how can they get hold of you?
Very easy. ben@native.co.za.
Okay, cool.
I've also got a sidekick called Jermaine. So jermaine@native.co.za as well. And she can, you know, help and assist and do block bookings or anything like that.
So you guys are taking block bookings?
Absolutely.
As well. So if you are interested in tickets, go, and the website is thedigitaledge.co.za. Go check it out there. Tickets, big button, book now. Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks, Warren.
I'm going to try my best to get to the event. I'm hoping I'll be able to make it. It just all depends on timing. But yeah, thank you so much. Good luck. I don't think you guys need it, but yeah.
And thanks very much. Thanks for the opportunity.
No problem. That was Ben Wagner from Native. Chatting Digital Edge Live. So definitely go have a look at that. Awesome, awesome. Unconvention, as Ben called it. 3rd of October at Vodadome in Midrand. Yeah, go have a look at it there. That has been our show for the day. I'm going to leave you with some music before I hand you over to Imbo Live, who I can see his guests are lining up outside, so he's probably got a good show for you. And we'll see you next week, same time, same place. Thank you.